This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Let's see what Lamar Hurd has to say about it. Blazers TV analyst at L_Hurd on Twitter joins us on the MVPHomeLoans.com Guild Hotline. Lamar, thanks, man, for joining us. We appreciate it. I want to start, though. How tough is it for you to do these games all year and work the TV broadcast and now, like, have to sit on the sidelines and just watch?
It is tough, and it's new. You know, our first 2 years, Kevin Colapso and I, when we were done, the team was done.
Right.
So, you know, then advanced past that first round. So it's tough, but it's fun, man. It's a lot of excitement. And over the last two games specifically, I've been here in Portland, and I was at the watch party. So, you know, I was watching it with a big group of the Rip City faithful, and we were having a good time. And we thought yesterday was going to be the day, and you know, Golden State did what they did, which is be the best third quarter team in basketball, and they responded like champions. And I'll be just as excited to watch them play over the next two at Moda.
What changed in your mind, Lamar, in that fourth quarter where they ended the game on a 14-3 run? What did Portland maybe not do so well late in that game to be able to capitalize and run away with it?
I just think the looks weren't very clean, and I'm not so sure all of that's on Portland. I made the point yesterday, actually, at the watch party to the fans that were there, that Golden State is known for the Splash Brothers and all the great offense, but they're an elite defensive team, and they really started to clamp down. Now, with that, I thought that there were a couple calls, and I'm not even talking about the very last play of the game. I thought before that there were a couple calls that maybe could have been whistled. I thought Draymond Green was extra physical a few times, but he does that. You know, he has made a living off of picking and choosing certain times when to amp up his defense. And so I felt like they played championship-level defense at the end, and the Blazers, being in a new situation, will have to figure out how to navigate those situations. But there just weren't a lot of great looks off of movement. I felt like Golden State did a good job on the pick-and-roll defense, and tried to force somebody other than the leader two scores to beat them. And yesterday they were successful in doing that.
Yeah. We're talking with Lamar Hurd, Blazer TV analyst. Give him a follow on Twitter at L_Hurd. And you mentioned Draymond being physical too. That was with five fouls, so he would have been out of the game if they did whistle him for one of those ones down the stretch. You know, one of the things we've heard a lot from fans just throughout the last two rounds has been the rotational issues. You know, do you change the starting lineup? Aminu's been struggling. Mo was in a rough spot, but then he came out with a big game one. What have you made just of the rotation and Stott sticking with it? And was there any issue there last night, maybe in the third quarter when things did get out of hand, of not throwing in a different lineup to try and stop things?
The one thing that I've learned about Coach Stott just in my short time with the team so far is, you know, he'll stick with the rotations he believes in. And, you know, every year there's somebody that's in the lineup, and then there's a guy off the bench that emerges in a couple games, and then the fan base is wanting that guy to become the starter. So as soon as whoever is starting is struggling, they want him in. And Coach Stott, he's been loyal to what he has seen. So if he feels like there are certain people who produce in certain ways against certain lineups, although that person might not be having the best game at a particular moment, he'll give them the benefit of the doubt. He'll give them extra chances to work through all that stuff. So I'm not surprised. So when you ask me, what did I think about it? I've just seen so many different lineups at so many different times. You know, go to a game and, you know, there's a guy injured, say the starting two or three is injured, and, you know, people will always ask us, so who do you think coach is going to start in replace of him? I don't even answer the question anymore, because it might be somebody who hasn't even played in 10, 15 games. So I say all that to say, I know coach trusts whoever he puts out there. Now, with all that, I do love just what I've been seeing from guys who can make plays when they catch the basketball. It's like a Rodney, a Seth, guys off the bench like that. I do feel like more times than not, the way they're playing, you can't go wrong with those guys right now. With Zach, when he's not in foul trouble, those guys are playing some good basketball. But I think the lineups will continue to change. I think even Myers last night, you know, his minutes late in the fourth, those are high quality minutes. So, I think it's less of a lineup deal, and it's more of a mental battle of whoever's in there. The responsibility doesn't change. Like if you're playing another team, and you're a big coming in off the bench, maybe your responsibility now is to play post defense a certain way or to hedge differently on certain screens. The game plan is the same. There's two guys for Golden State. You want to get the ball out of their hands at all costs, even if it's not your primary man. Make somebody else beat you. Try not to give up dunks and layups on the weak side. And the challenge is just doing that throughout the duration of the entire game. They're a unique team. Nobody else plays like they do with the two players that they have. So it's just one of those unique deals.
You know, you think about all the teams throughout history, Lamar, and I know you're pretty fond of it. You're studying it all the time. You're around the game so much. I'm not saying this series is over. I mean, my personal opinion is that it is. It's hard to beat that team 4 out of the next 5 games. It's not over, though. Game 3 is tomorrow. How important do you think it is for the growth of a guy like Dame, a guy like CJ, a coach like Stotts, to get to this stage and go against a team like this?
Well, I think it's very important because this is a team you have to break through against. And that's something that Damian has said. I remember 2 years ago when the team was swept by Golden State and being in the practice facility with Damian about a week after that took place. And he was just stewing. I mean, you would have thought the game just ended 30 minutes ago. It was already a week done. And he just really felt like this is kind of the next chapter for him. This is he related it to the Bulls having to break through Detroit, things like that back in the day. And he said that he feels like this is the deal for him. And so I would tell you this, if this was the first year and the team got down 0-2 and like they did and ended up getting swept, you kind of felt like, oh, this is not going to be good. This is not going to end well. And I don't feel that way right now. And it's not only because of the growth that those guys you just mentioned and then the rest of the team have shown this year. I just think there's something special about this season. There's been so many things about revisiting everything that they have overcome so far. There's been a lot of things, and it just doesn't seem right to end now to me. And that's how I felt, guys, in Game 7 against Denver. I just didn't feel like, based on what this team has done throughout this year, that was the right time for the season to end. And I just feel like there's more to this story that's going to take place in the series.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking with Lamar Hurd, Blazers TV analyst. And, you know, they're coming home for Game 3, and I'm sure they're going to be happy to have the home crowd behind them. Get out of Oracle after that tough one. What are a couple of things that you're circling or identifying that if Portland is to send this thing back to Oakland tied 2-2, which they'll need to if they want to win the series, what are the couple of things that Portland really needs to either do or prove on, change? What are you looking at for 3 and 4?
Simple to identify, tough to execute. The two things for me, protecting the basketball, not turning it over. But like I said, Golden State's an elite team. They can dial up pressure. I saw that, I think it was a Chris Haynes article, that Draymond Green had a talk with Steve Kerr yesterday at halftime, and he said he wanted to dial up the pressure against Damian and CJ. So they have that type of player-coach relationship. I'm expecting more of the same tomorrow. So take care of the basketball, because the Blazers' offense is good enough to beat Golden State when they take care of the basketball. And then the second thing, and this is maybe the easiest thing to identify, but again, the toughest thing to execute, and that is you can't lose sight of Steph and Clay at any point. Well, hey, and for Golden State, the way Steph is playing, you can't lose sight of him either. But you can't lose sight. And so there's always got to be two on those guys. And then the back part of that is on the weak side, you don't want to give up that dunk or layup. So even when you show to those guys, whatever you give up on the weak side, you want it to be a contested shot or maybe a wide open look for one of their non-shooters. If the Blazers can do that consistently, which I do believe they can, because when you play against Golden State, I just mentioned, nobody else is like them. So it takes a game or two to just get acclimated to what they do. And so I think with each game in the series, the Blazers will defend better and better against them. So you do those two things. I feel really good about the games at home. I know that crowd is going to be insane. I love the prospect of going back to the Bay Area with a 2-2 series.
Now, it's all kind of run together because this run has been so fun, but it feels like it's every other day, and it's Oklahoma City, and then it's a 7-game with Denver, and now Golden State. Mm-hmm. You were at a wedding game 7, right?
Yes, I was.
Okay, whose wedding was that?
So my younger brother.
Okay. I got married. I've never met your younger brother. Hell, I think I've only met you one time in person. Does he not know what your job
what
is and why
thinking?
Would he schedule a wedding right now?
Come on.
So they know what the job is. And so they wanted to have the season. I'm sorry, the wedding earlier in the season. So I think it was back in November, and they were asking me, could I make it? And I said, guys, there's absolutely no way. That's not even an option. And so I was the only person that they moved it back for. And so when they told me the new date, telling me that it was going to be Mother's Day, I told them, hey, now you do know the team could be playing, right? The team, that's playoff time. And they say, yeah, no, we understand, but based on some other dates and obligations and restraints that we have to just make it then. That's the longest we can stretch it. And they said, we totally understand if you can't make it, but we want, if it's at all possible for you to be there, we need you to be there. And I said, guys, I can't guarantee it, so you know the deal. But look, so after the OKC series was over, they know that my responsibilities in broadcasting the game is done. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to put which one it was out on Front Street, but I'm going to tell you this. One of them was not expecting the Blazers to advance.
Ooh.
All right, so one of them was not expecting it, so I got a text from that one as soon as that OKC series ended, and the texter said, I guess we should listen to you and made it later on.
Look,
and so I just responded back. I responded back and I said, yes, you should have.
Yeah.
You were warned. And I said, but graciously, the management team that I work for at the Blazers are some of the best people I know, and they allowed me to go ahead and go down and see with the family for the wedding. So it was all good. It all worked out. But this is the only way it worked, guys. I had my phone and the ESPN app on the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
It was on my lap. I'm watching the game the entire time. Anytime I celebrated, like when CJ was going off, people thought I was doing it for the wedding. They didn't need to know what it was all about. It all worked out.
Well, I got brothers, and I also have two sister-in-laws. I know that was your sister-in-law that texts you that, because you would have thrown your brother under in a second.
All right. I don't have to say it.
Yeah, but that's it. We're not naming any names. That is awesome. Lamar Hurd is his name, Blazer TV analyst. Give him a follow on Twitter, @L_Hurd. Lamar, thanks so much for the time, man. We're loving this run. We hope it continues, and thanks for taking a few minutes for us today.
My pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.